And now this is a dictation for Russell R-U-S-S-E-L-L Smith, June 2nd, 72. Address as a letter to 773-5061. Dear sirs, follow up for Mr. Smith, who has hypertension, proteinuria, preserved kidney function. Last visit in May, CPAP machine on treatment, chronic edema, no ulcers, weight is stable around 394, denies nausea, vomiting, bowel, urinary symptoms, still smoking, chronic upper respiratory symptoms, no chest pain palpitation, no lightheadedness, no ulcers, no claudication symptoms, recent broken tooth. There was a piece of hard jewelry in his foot, has completed dental repair, medication list review, has refractory hypertension, takes hydralazine, aldactone, losartan, norvas, metoprolol. He ran out of HCTC to be restarted. Next paragraph, blood pressure by nurse, 180 over 99, morbid obesity, very pleasant, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, lungs cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, stable edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is from November. No anemia. Platelets 2 years back, 2022 and 2023. Unable to measure. Concerned for interaction with EDTA. In this opportunity, they give us a number of 75, but likely represents the same interaction with the preservative EDTA, a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal kidney function, a normal albumin, calcium and phosphorus, PSA not elevated. He is known to have gross proteinuria. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypertension refractory, he says to be compliant with medications, at the same time is morbidly obese, needs to lose weight, more physically active, restrict sodium intake, continue aggressive management of sleep apnea, CPAP machine. He's on maximal dose of losartan, restart HCTC at 25 milligrams, maximal dose of calcium channel blockers, has also been on aldactone and other blood pressure medicines. He has proteinuria, likely from hyperfiltration injury, without evidence of nephrotic syndrome and preserved kidney function. The low platelets appears to be an artifact. All issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months.